Welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Kristen Podolsky. Kristen, how is the soybean crop looking, and what are some things growers and agronomists should be looking for when out in the field?
Soybeans are doing really well with this warm, moist weather. We're seeing emergence in as little as 5 days for some of the crop that was planted in the latter part of May, which went into fairly ideal soil conditions. For early season scouting in soybeans, I think that farmers and agronomists should be focusing on two things. And the first thing should be assessing established plant stands. So getting out there and taking a plant stand count of what has actually emerged, and then comparing that to your seeding rate to see how well you came to reach your target plant population. And in soybeans, we're hoping that we're within 120 to 160,000 live plants per acre, and then we have very good yield potential. And the second thing should be scouting for weeds in time to make sure that we have a timely herbicide application. And so knowing what your weed spectrum is and also monitoring the size of the weeds. Since soybeans are not a fan of weed competition, we want to make sure that we have our first herbicide application as soon as weeds start to reach about 4 inches in height.
And Kristen, how are things looking for dry beans?
For dry beans, they are looking good as well with good fast emergence with the warm soil temperatures. Seeding wrapped up pretty well over the past week here. And farmers should be looking for things like cutworms. I've received a few questions on cutworm thresholds. For the most part, cutworms have been issues in sunflowers, but they will feed on dry beans. And so the threshold that is generally used for dry beans is one cutworm per 3 feet of row, which can be difficult to scout for. So I think it's important that we monitor both the stage of the cutworm and what the plant population is of the dry beans. So for navy and black beans, we want to make sure that we're close to 90,000 plants per acre. And for pinto beans, that we're close to 70,000 plants per acre. And if cutworms are small and we're getting a reduced plant stand, then we would consider an action threshold that a spray may be necessary to control it.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Podolsky is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.